I was listening to the radio earlier on in the week, and there's a woman in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, who is planning on opening a museum. She has, I think, 14,000 nativity scenes, different types of nativity scenes, and she's planning on opening a museum so she can display these. But she was interviewed, and she said, I'm not a Christian. And she said, so here we have these wonderful displays, and there's various different types and made out of different sorts of things. And she says, I just think it's a wonderful story. Here's Mary, who's pregnant, and we don't know who the father is. But we know that Joseph steps up, and he's willing to take her on. And I'm stunned by this statement. Yes, we do know who the father is. We most certainly do. In fact, we testify that we know who the Father is. The Father is the one whom the name Father comes from. It's the Holy One of God. It's God Himself who's the Father of our Lord Jesus. And it was interesting that whole component just sort of got sidestepped and lost in the celebration. I'm struck by this is the time of year when we celebrate a baby. We celebrate a baby coming into the world, the birth of the Lord Jesus. And the juxtaposing of this being the Holy One of God coming in frail, fragile, dependent form to be amongst us. Sometimes God doesn't make any sense to me at all. That He would choose this incredibly humble way of introducing our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Just as a tiny baby, absolutely vulnerable, absolutely dependent on his parents to be taking care of him in every respect. I was struck by the fact that if Joseph had not responded to the angel to go down and flee Egypt, very likely Jesus would have been one of the children that Herod had killed. I mean, such vulnerability that the father had placed and the responsibility that he had placed in Mary and Joseph's hands for the Savior of the world to be in that position of profound dependency, that this is the Father, this is the God that we serve, who is willing to invest and risk his only Son in such a fashion. And this is the Son who the Scriptures say, God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets and in many portions and in many ways, in these last days He has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things. This is this child that we celebrate. He has appointed Him. He is heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. And He is the radiance of His glory and the exact representation of His nature, and He upholds all things by the word of His power. This little tiny baby called Jesus grows into the one who lays down His life for us and redeems the whole of the human race by a sacrifice. And yet the Father would introduce Him in such a fashion with such profound humility. There are times, Lord, I just do not understand You. I don't understand how You could possibly take that risk with us. And He did, and He did. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. So with Jesus coming into the earth the way He did, there are just some things that don't line up. When Jesus did His ministry, He went to those who were disenfranchised, and He spent time with, goodness, the one who writes the Gospel of Matthew. He was a tax gatherer. He was despised. He went to the people who did not have a place and did not have status, the ragtag group of disciples that He gathered around Him. These were rejects. They were fishermen. They had no real status or significance in the communities, but He gathered them around Himself. And they became the apostles through which the church was to spread. So there's this mix between the things of God, the Lord Jesus being who He is, coming in the flesh, and then raising up and becoming and stepping into the fullness in His ministry. On the one hand, from the lowliness and the humility to the other hand, being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, this bouncing back and forth between the two. When Jesus did his ministry, he didn't go the way the prophets went in the Old Covenant. The prophets always went to the leaders. They went to the kings. They went to those of high call and high position. And Jesus came to people like you and me. He came to the little people, the people who were disenfranchised and had no status. This is the heart of the Father for the people of the earth. They say that there are so many poor on the earth because God loves them so much. This is the heart. We cannot miss this mixing of these things between the nature of who the Lord Jesus is and what his life is like, what he produces, who he really is as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I got an email. I'll just read it. I was planning on sending this out, but I didn't get to it. Here's a live situation in process. A recently married couple, they're not fellowshipping with us. The husband is a believer, the wife not. She's a pre-believer at this point. The wife discovered an infidelity, the husband devastated. The husband's family yearning for the fullness of the kingdom to come and his will to be done in both of their lives. With the wounded husband's okay, the errant wife has been brought into the home of a sister and brother-in-law who love the Lord, and due to the atypical response, she has been loved on and prayed for about her very life and relationship. Those around her are reaching out with the love of the Lord Jesus at a time when there could only be anger and hostility and resentment and offense. Now is the time to get a really good attorney. Let's get this done. Let's get this. Let's deal with this. But that's not the heart of the Lord Jesus. It's not the heart of the Father. There's a different component that he brings into play here. She is being treated with love. She is sorry for what she has done. And the body of believers involved are praying for her, that she find the Savior, the lover of her soul, and have her life changed as a result. The husband, with such profound wounding, betrayal, and devastation, is also being cared for and prayed for so that he too, in the midst of such a personal and internal catastrophe, might also find the love and solace and grace and accompaniment of the Lord Jesus, no matter what he chooses to do. He has the scriptural authority to divorce his young wife, and that may not be in the heart of the Lord Jesus for these two. Pray for more of the kingdom in their lives, that he would have free reign to do according to his will with these two and with their marriage. What a profound evidence of the work of his kingdom in a very real, very painful situation. We pray for them. Bless them, Lord. May your kingdom come and your will be done in your way and in your fashion, with your intents, with your result in the earth in these two, right here and right now. Just, Father, as we pray, just as it is in heaven. We have the freedom in the same way that the Father would put these two things together. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Savior of the universe, put together in a manger in such lowly conditions. We have that same freedom to bring the light and the life of the Lord Jesus into situations that have no hope. And nothing, if the world's dictates will tell us something, they will lead us astray. For the things of the kingdom are not the same thing as the things of the world. And we have the freedom, brothers and sisters, to bring the redemption and the fullness of the kingdom. It's in us to do that. I suggest it's the work of the kingdom. It's what we are to be busy about. So that when the Lord Jesus returns, he finds us giving his life away in every set of circumstances that we're in. Now, there's been prayer for this couple, and I heard in the most recent email that this woman has given her life to the Lord Jesus. That's what it's all about. It's the bringing of the kingdom to bear in every set of circumstances, every set of circumstances. We could judge, we can hold harshly, we can treat bitterly. Or we can reach out and let the Lord Jesus reach out with his love and affection right from our inner being. There's something that doesn't fit about that, but it fits if it's the kingdom of God. So brothers and sisters, go forth in the year of 2013 with the authority and the power and the purposes and the heart and love and affection of the Lord Jesus. We will see a changed world around us because he says so. Greater works shall we do because he went to be with the Father to intercede for us moment by moment. Bless you guys. Bless you guys. Amen.